Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Boston Terrier Society podcast. I'm Donnie Gardner, your host. And today we're going to be talking about questions every Boston Terrier owner, or really every dog owner, should ask their vet when going for the first time. Or if you've been going for a while, you might need to ask some of these questions. So let's get started. And here we go. The very first question should always be, what vaccinations do I need? Some of the obvious ones that you're for sure going to have to get are rabies, as well as parvo. These are living in any city, you're gonna have to have a rabies shot. But as a new dog owner, you're gonna wanna know how much this costs, how long do the vaccinations last. We had a recent visit with Bella, and the rabies vaccine lasts for 3 years. But you're gonna wanna know which other shots are necessary. I have a nice little receipt here. And one of the other shots that I didn't even know, but the Bordetella vaccine that she had to get. So it's good to know those up front, so then you know the cost of what's gonna happen the next time you visit the vet. Next, what you're gonna wanna ask, and I have these written down, so as I look up and down, I apologize. But how often should you bring your dog to the vet? We meet our vet once a year, and it costs $63 every time just for the wellness visit. So we know right off the bat, every year our dog is gonna be looked at by the vet. They're gonna check her weight, just ask any general questions. The vet then runs down Bella to see if she has any issues with her hips or movement. And this is something you want to consider whenever you get a brand new dog. And you can even ask this before you go, before you purchase a dog. See how many times you're going to have to go into the vet and get them looked at. So for us, it's $63 every single year, on top of everything else that we're going to have to spend on Bella annually. Next question you want to ask the vet in particular is, what should I feed my dog? So Bella, whenever we first got her, I don't remember the brand of dog food that we got. I think it was Purina. It was whatever the breeder was using. That was the dog food we used. And we used that dog food for a couple of years. And then all of a sudden, Bella started getting these rashes. Didn't know what it was from. So we went ahead and took her into the vet. They did a blood draw, and come to find out, she was allergic to, or had allergies to, grains. So we had to switch her to Blue Buffalo salmon, and that's all she eats, and that's all she has eaten for over 5 years for sure. Can't remember the exact timeline, but this is something that you're gonna wanna check to see what kind of food you should feed your dog. Your vet's gonna have a very good idea. And of course, the breeder that you bought the dog from, they should have a really good idea of what type of foods your dog's gonna need to eat, so. Next, how do you train your dog? That's a very good question for the vet, because they're gonna have access to different people that are obviously trying to use the vet as a source of referral business. So they're gonna know some good trainers in the area. Whenever we had Sophia, my daughter who just turned 2 a couple days ago, but we had Bella for 8 years before we brought Sophia home. And once we did, Bella did fine. I'm looking over here because Bella's right there. But Bella did fine. Until one day she like nipped at her forehead and left a little red mark. There wasn't really any issues, but we were afraid that we might have to get rid of Bella. So whenever we went and saw our vet, he gave us some names of trainers and whatnot. We ended up just training her ourselves using Cesar Millan's methods and his books, and then just watching his show. We watched the heck out of his show on Netflix, and it actually worked, and Bella's a better dog for it. I know some people are against Cesar Millan, some people are for it. I've talked to vets, and some of them don't like his methods, but it worked for us. So it's something you can try out. I'll have some other videos explaining the methods we used and everything, more to come. So how do you train the dog? Next, what's the ideal weight for the dog? Bella was overweight for a while. So we had, because Boston Terriers, they really shouldn't be going over 25 pounds. Like a purebred Boston Terrier should be no more than the 25 pound mark. And Bella, for a little while, she was 28 pounds. I know whenever my wife would go into the vet, she would be freaked out and nervous because she's the one that always took her to the vet, and she didn't want to be talked down upon or whatnot, or feeling bad because she had an overweight dog. All that said, we ended up limiting the amount of food that she ate, and we stayed pretty consistent. So we give her a half a cup in the morning and a half a cup in the evening, and her weight has stayed the exact same for years. So the last checkup that we had, her weight was actually 22.8 pounds. So, you know, this is something that you're gonna wanna talk to your vet, and they're gonna monitor it every single year. Next, how do you keep your dog's mouth healthy? So I've written an article about this on Boston Terrier Society. You can just Google Boston Terrier Society, how to clean your dog's teeth, and that'll pop up. But anyways, this is another big thing. We had to get blood drawn for Bella because she might have to go under anesthesia to get her teeth fixed and clean. Because whenever she was a few years old, she'd get really bad separation anxiety and tear it or bite at the kennel, which was metal, and she lost a lot of her teeth, and she's had bad teeth ever since. So we might have to do that. I don't really want to spend the money. It's like $700 just to get your dog's teeth cleaned. I'm gonna have to get some more quotes, but this is something that your vet's gonna help you do. And just like humans, you know, dog teeth is very important. And the reason it's more important in dogs than it is in humans, you know, whenever you have a toothache, you know about it. If your family member has a toothache, they're gonna tell you about it. But dogs, they're not gonna let you know until it's terrible. And they're not gonna, you know, they have to eat and they're gonna enjoy their food more than the pain, so they'll just fight through it. So this is why it's important to have your dog checked out as far as his mouth to make sure everything looks good there. So that's number six. And then seven, what can I use to prevent fleas, ticks, or heartworms? We just use it's called Revolution, just something that you put on her back. We tried the oral ones before. I don't know the name of it. This was so long ago, and it just didn't work for Bella. So we moved now to the one that you do a little squirt on the back, and it works. And your vet's gonna give you some great recommendations. And I think you actually have to have like a vet's authorization to get the Revolution or even Frontline. Almost certain. Maybe I should have looked that up before I said that. Either way, next, how much exercise does my dog need? A Boston Terrier needs about 30 to 60 minutes of exercise every single day. But your vet is gonna be able to tell you this. If it's a Labrador, Doberman Pinscher, anything that's bigger, they might require more exercise. But for a Boston Terrier, you're looking at 30 to 60 minutes of exercise every single day. Are there specific diseases related to my dog's breed? Boston Terriers have a lot of health problems. Not necessarily diseases, but as far as health issues, there's a ton because they're a little short nose. They do things like reverse sneeze where they get that weird wheezing. We have to hold Bella whenever she does it. They have cataracts, really bad cataracts. There's a lot of things that could go wrong with your dog. And your vet is gonna be well-versed in all the breeds, really, and they're gonna be able to tell you exactly what to look out for. Number 10, what are the issues associated with the age in dogs? So what issues are you gonna get to, you know, owning your dog from year one all the way to year 10 in that progression? For Bella, for us, it's been her teeth. Then you're gonna wanna go over any lumps or bumps that you see on your dog. You're gonna wanna discuss this with your vet. Number 12, does my dog need any supplements? We personally don't use any supplements for Bella. We've tried some in the past. Some people swear by them, say they work. If they do, great, but your vet's gonna be able to point you in the right direction. Should you get pet insurance? This is number 13. Some people do have pet insurance, they like it. I've never been sold on the idea of pet insurance. I'm actually writing an article right now, is pet insurance worth it? Going through the different costs of some of them. I could see where it makes sense for some families to buy pet insurance, but I'm gonna discuss that in another article. Once I have that article published, I'll put it in the show notes before in this video. Number 14, could you please explain my bill? So this is gonna be very important whenever you meet with your vet. Any questions that you might have, you wanna go over that immediately. So this last thing that we did for her wellness profile, like I said, it's $63.95, but we did, it's called a wellness profile, and it was $235. And this is basically just to assess to see if she could go under anesthesia to get her teeth cleaned. And the vet kind of, you know, she asked us, she told us the price and everything, and it was me and my wife. But whenever you're at the vet, I don't know, I'm terrible at making decisions sometimes. And she made it sound good, so I'm like, yeah, let's go ahead and do the little wellness checkup, which is great because it went over a lot of things, but you're gonna wanna have that in-depth conversation with the vet before everything happens. And then if you do see things on your bill that you don't like, or you just don't understand, you need to ask questions because you don't wanna leave there upset. So those are the 14 tips on what to ask a vet, and I'm just gonna run through those real fast. So what vaccinations does your dog need? How often should you take your dog to the vet? What should you feed your dog? How do you train your dog? Remember, they're gonna have great referrals. What's your dog's ideal weight? Six, how do I keep my dog's mouth healthy? Seven, what can I use to prevent fleas, ticks, or heartworm? Eight, how much exercise does my dog need? Nine, are there specific diseases related to my dog's breed? What are the issues associated with my dog's age? What's this lump or bump? Whatever you see on your dog, you're gonna wanna discuss that. Does my dog need any supplements? 13, should I get pet insurance? And 14, could you please explain my bill? So I hope these 14 tips help. The first time you go into the vet, these are the type of questions you're gonna have loaded and ready to go. Because a vet, just like a doctor, they're really busy. So I would even write these down, the questions that you have, because you don't wanna miss anything, especially if you're only meeting the vet once a year. If you have any questions related to Boston Terriers, please put them in the comments below. I'd love to answer them. Any further information that you have interest about or whatnot, just go to bostonterriersociety.com. There's over 50 articles at this point, and they just keep continuing every single day by the questions that you ask. The website and the YouTube channel continue to grow. So thanks again, and have a great day. Bye.